With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. There is no better one, and this is one of the best sports days of the year. The next 48 hours are going to be huge in the city of Indianapolis, a little bit more than 48 hours, because the Colts play at 1 o'clock on Sunday, and that is not quite 48 hours away. It's a holiday, so we get a late start. That's just the way it goes. This is Breakfast with Kent. We are brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. A bunch of great odds today, odds boosts today at MyBookie. Go to MyBookie.com and have some fun. Sports wagering legal in Indiana, so there's nothing wrong with that. Colts and the Bucs. Here's what we're looking at. The Colts right now are 3-point underdogs, but the Buccaneers don't play very well on the road. We'll get into that in just a minute. But because of the Bills and the Raiders' wins yesterday, the Colts' odds of getting to the playoffs diminished by 2%. How about that? That's kind of weird. Not really, because when opponents win and you're vying for the same playoff spots, you would assume that the odds would shift in the favor of the teams that won. So the Colts, they need to win. This weekend, they need to continue winning. Need to win against the Texans. Then they go into the bye, and then they come back for a couple of weeks on Saturday night against the Patriots, and then a Christmas night game in Glendale, Arizona, against the Cardinals. You keep winning, you're going to go to the playoffs. You lose games, you're not going to go to the playoffs. It's just kind of that simple. The injury report for yesterday, Quentin Nelson didn't go for the Colts. Darius Leonard was limited. For the Buccaneers, Antonio Brown didn't practice. Mike Evans didn't practice. Ali Marpet didn't practice. Vita Vea was limited. Devin White was limited. If none of those guys play, that is great news for your Indianapolis Colts. Antonio Brown looks like a long shot to play. Evans had a back issue flare up in last week's game. Marpet may not play. It looks like Vea and White are kind of on track to be active on Sunday afternoon. That's a shame. We don't wish injury upon people. However, when opponents are injured, you know what? That's the way it goes. Sometimes the Colts, early in the season, the Colts had guys who were down or severely limited in what they were doing. So it's not necessary. You know, we had to deal with it. They have to deal with it. We gain from it periodically. That's not a bad thing. We shouldn't feel bad about feeling good that a team isn't at full strength. Points scored. This is kind of interesting. Tampa Bay leads the NFL in points scored with 30.9 points a game. The Colts are number 5 at 28.1. However, on the road, the Bucs don't score as well. In every single home game the Bucs have played, 5 of them, they've scored 30 or more points. In every single road game they played, they've scored less than 30 points. They've scored an average of 38.4 points per game at home, 23.7 points per game on the road. That is an absolutely humongous chasm of more than 2 touchdowns per game difference at home versus on the road. Colts, I think they got a good chance this Sunday. The Colts have the number four run offense, Bucs number one passing offense, and the Bucs also have the number one run defense. So this is a it's kind of the immovable object facing the implacable device or whatever. You know, you've got good going against good, a really, really good defensive front for the Buccaneers, a really good offensive line for the Indianapolis Colts. If Quentin Nelson's up, that's a good thing. However, Chris Reed as a backup has been very, very functional in the past, and we should expect him to be very, very functional on Sunday if Quentin Nelson can't go. The kind of the points of differentiation that are going to determine the winner of this game, can the Colts run it? If they can run it, they're in great shape. Can the Bucs throw it, right? The Bucs, look, Brady has completed two-thirds of his pass attempts, 29 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, 3,177 yards passing. Carson Wentz hasn't been bad. Less volume, less good results, less bad results. He's completed 63% of his passes, 18 touchdowns, only 3 picks, and 2,484 yards. The Colts, their last 3 games, they have been clean from a turnover perspective. The Bucs have turned it over 6 times during their last 3 games, 2 of them losses on the road. Bucs going on the road, a short week for the Bucs. The holiday yesterday makes it an even shorter week because they went through a walkthrough and then let the guys go early, according to Bruce Arians, to be with their families. So this is a game that on paper, it kind of sets up nice for the Colts. We'll see if that comes to pass. Going to be just, you know what? Every single game that you win, you earn a more interesting game, right? The Colts won at Buffalo, so that made this game really, really interesting. And if the Colts can win this game against the Bucs, that makes next week's game against the Texans in Houston absolutely humongous. How much fun is this? How much fun's this weekend? Right tonight at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, you've got the Pacers taking on the Toronto Raptors. So we get to see OG Anunoby. Indiana fans, of course, still remember fondly OG Anunoby, part of a weird recruiting class. 2 kids from Missouri, that was it. None ranked in the top 100, and you kind of scratch your head and said, what is Tom Crean doing with these guys? We got a guy named OG Anunoby. We thought that that's how you pronounced it, and we were right. And you've got Juwan Morgan. Who are these guys? They were pretty damn good, as it turned out. Tom Crean hit 2 home runs on 2 lowly rated guys who both went to Indiana. Kind of did that with Victor Oladipo, too, and Will Sheehy. So Tom Crean, it wasn't all bad, although Tom Crean not having a good time at the University of Georgia at all. Georgia, really not good. Tom Crean on the hot seat. Omaha at Purdue this afternoon, 2 o'clock. Purdue, 36-point favorites. And they should be. Omaha's terrible. They've lost 4 straight, all on the road. Zach Edey playing really, really well. 17.2 points a game, 8 rebounds. They've got Jaden Ivey. They've got Trevion Williams. They've got Stefan Stefanovic. They are really, really, really good. Indiana basketball plays tomorrow against Marshall. That game tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, almost immediately after the conclusion of the bucket game. We'll get to the bucket game in a second. Indiana basketball going for its 6th straight win to start the Mike Woodson era. I will settle for another 40 really focused minutes of defense from the Hoosiers, and I think all Indiana fans would. Indiana's played really well on the defensive end their last 2 games against Louisiana and against Jackson State. They have held those opponents combined to under 20% from the field. That's pretty damn good for Indiana. The Thundering Herd, they really do thunder. They are a fast-paced team. They are number 2 in college basketball in seconds per possession, just over 13 seconds per possession for the Thundering Herd. They're not loyal to Marymount, but they like to run, and Indiana likes to run too, and so this will be kind of nice. It'll be fun to watch. I think it'll be a fun game to watch. Indiana, by the way, in terms of tempo, they are number 102 at 16.5 seconds per possession, for those of you keeping score at home. The bucket game, tomorrow afternoon, 3:30 on Fox Sports 1, Indiana, Purdue. You know what? If you're an IU fan, you're just hoping that this thing ends soon. That's all you can hope for, that this season is done and put to bed. And as much fun as 2020 was during the pandemic, where we couldn't go to games and enjoy Indiana being really good, this one's been terrible. This is awful. They're going to finish, if they lose to Purdue, they're going to finish 2-10, winless in the Big Ten for the first time in about a decade. For those of you, and I'm among you, who were students in 1984, you know what this feels like. In 1984, Indiana was 0-11, obviously losers of every game, so you know they lost the bucket game. This will be Donovan McCulley. How quick can he grow up? You know, can he grow up quickly enough to make Indiana competitive tomorrow? Probably not. It's a long shot. And Jack Tuttle, I don't feel much better about Jack Tuttle than I do Donovan McCulley. In fact, I feel no better about Jack Tuttle than I do Donovan McCulley. Indiana without a dynamic weapon. Indiana without a dynamic quarterback. They've got some defensive pieces you feel pretty good about. Purdue, they got David Bell. That's all you need. The Warren Central product is really, really, really good. And despite every defense, every team they play against, teams are saying, we got to stop David Bell. And nobody can. Is Indiana going to be able to do it tomorrow? It's kind of strength on strength. The strength of the Indiana team is in that defensive backfield. Can they stop David Bell? And if you stop David Bell, do you stop Purdue? We'll see tomorrow. I am not optimistic. And I think that my lack of optimism, as is the case with all Indiana football fans, with any historical kind of database of results, you know you have a reason not to be terribly optimistic about tomorrow. Today, the first three high school state football championships are going to be crowned. Then tomorrow, another three. All these games at Lucas Oil Stadium, and should be a great weekend. I'm going down there today. And we're going to see 1A, Adams Central against Lutheran, Indy Lutheran, 3A, Brebeuf and Gibson Southern, and then 5A, Zionsville and Cathedral. 5A and 6A, all Indianapolis teams. In 1A, you've got Lutheran, who I think is going to beat Adams Central, and 3A, I think Brebeuf's going to win over Gibson Southern. And then no matter what happens tonight, it's going to be an Indianapolis domination on the Friday of state football championships, and I think Cathedral is going to win that game. I'm going to say with relative ease, I think 38-7, 38-10, something like that. Maybe Cathedral going to score a few more points. I think they're going to be aggressive offensively and throw the ball. The great Danny O'Neill, sophomore sensation, looking for his second state championship. Last year, Cathedral won. He wasn't the starting quarterback then. This year, this will be number two, and then Cathedral moves up to 6A. So future state championships for the great Danny O'Neill going to have to be earned against the best and the biggest in the state. You know what? That Larry Johnson just commented and said, win it for Robert Mathis, who's going to go into the Ring of Honor on Sunday afternoon at Lucas Oil Stadium. And that's a great point and something that I missed. It's a throwback weekend. They're going to wear throwback unis from 1956. And it should be a really, really good day. Lenny Moore is scheduled to come in. He just turned 88 years old yesterday. And so hopefully, health permitting, he's able to visit Indianapolis and see these guys playing the uniforms that he used to run around in so long ago. All right, tomorrow, state championships. 2A, Andrean taking on Mater Dei from Evansville. This is the one game of the six not featuring a team from Central Indiana. 4A, that will be Northridge against Mount Vernon of Fortville, right down the road here. And then 6A, Center Grove and Westfield. Center Grove, easily the best team in the state. I would be stunned if Center Grove didn't beat Westfield. But Westfield, you know what? It's why they play the game. So we'll see what happens in that game. Should be a great weekend of sports. Everybody playing at home, right? Pacers at home. Indiana, Purdue, playing just up the road in West Lafayette, the high school football championships at Lucas Oil Stadium. Colts playing the Bucks at Lucas Oil Stadium. If you were ever going to get a hotel room downtown and enjoy a weekend of sports, this is the one to do it. Don't know whether we're going to be that bold. Might be. Julie says no. I always got the wacky ideas. Julie's a voice of reason. Julie forever has been kind of my gutter guard in terms of, but like in bowling. Yeah, you got the gutter guard, so the ball doesn't go in there, and you always knock down pins. I always knock down pins. Sometimes Julie says yes, and we wind up in the gutter together. That's the way it goes. Birthdays being celebrated today. The great Jerry Green, happy birthday. Kurt Hyde, Kathy Barnett Lee, Michelle Riddle Raffaelli, Dana Hunsinger Benbow, the great Kyle Tabor, happy birthday. Doug Forrestall, happy birthday. Nancy Flowers, Vicki Renner, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else that is best done with an honest and specific compliment. This afternoon, we're going to go out and talk to Ivan O'Idle. He's going to give you your picks for the weekend. If you have listened to Ivan the last 3 weeks, he has gone 20-5 for investors. How about that action? A little bit later today, you'll hear from Ivan O'Idle. Hit subscribe, punch like, ring the bell. Let's go and sign up for mybookie.ag. Go to mybookie and use the promo code Kent Sterling. Let's go. Time to make some cash.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.